I have a question for you. When was the first time man didn't submit to God's authority? Well, I tell you what. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis. It's an easy one. 3 and 1. And in my Bible, it says the fall of man. And I'm going to read from 3 and 1 to 3 and 13, because that's what's going to really set the tone for the word that God gave me. And God had me, he gave me the word, and then at the last minute, he had me to go back and say, but you missed the most important part. And I said, what was it, Lord? And my Bible was right on Genesis 3 and 1. And I said, oh, my God. Chapter 3, 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. So man, woman has been created. So he's mad. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent turned around and said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth not know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So he done made her believe that she gonna be a god if she eat this, and God just don't want that to happen. 6 says, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. The eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So we're naked. Wow. We didn't know it until we ate of that fruit. 8 says, and they heard of the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, Lord, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded that thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman, he gonna blame it on the woman, whom thou gavest to me, she gave me the tree and I did eat. He gonna pass the buck. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. So they both passed the buck. And when the Lord showed me that, I said, wow. That leads into the word that God gave me today. Submitting to God's authority. You know, and it's so many things that you can talk about when you say submitting to authority. Because in the word, when I pulled up the word authority, it was just so many scriptures on authority. And we know how authority is down here. Right here where we're at every day, we experience that. You're going to answer to somebody, a boss, a mother, a father. So what I want to do is examine that word. Let's define authority as it is in the dictionary. It is defined as the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. There's another definition. A person or organization having power or control in a particular, typically political or administrative sphere. So it's got two things going on. It's almost like when I read these two definitions, I said, well, shoot, that's a heavenly and an earthly illustration. I had a great conversation with Minister Maybell before he left. And it was about authority. And I didn't even know it. And he was listening and he said, "Ooh, man of God, that was the word right there God gave you." I said, "We met in a place where our boss was a figure of authority. He was a mayor. And we talked about that." And I said, "Lord, so many things that I see similarly in all the jobs that I've had with mayors, because I've worked for four mayors in the last 7 years." And I was telling Pastor Maybell, because he was explaining to me what type of behaviors the mayor has. I said, "And all others have the same behaviors." You see, certain titles automatically insinuate that authority is a must. Let me name a few. Mayor, alderman, president, chief, police officer, mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, pope, scribe, king, queen. Society has put in position that those people are automatically, when they step into that title, they step into the realm of authority. And so I began to examine this, because we know that man's titles cannot possibly measure up to God's authority. Whatever power man thinks he has, he ain't got nothing on God. God is at the top. When we start talking about power, authority, in that definition, the power to enforce obedience, it was a done deal when I read that. I said, "That's God. We just down here thinking we doing something." Right? You know, his power and authority gave us the Son of Man, gave us Jesus Christ, our Savior. What kind of power is that? That's all power. These people down here talking about they got a position of authority. I said, "God, forgive them. They know not what they do. They know not what they do." So I'm going to give you some examples, because this week was pretty interesting. All of these examples came within the last 3 days, because this was truly conversations I was having with people that was talking about these things. And so I want to give you a few examples of what man's behaviors look like when they're a figure of authority. And this starts off with speak when you're spoken to. You ever heard somebody say that before? Yeah. Speak when you're spoken to. Yeah. Don't speak until I tell you to speak. Here's one that I experienced with mayors. Whatever you thought was important is not as important as answering the phone right now. Woo. See what happens if you don't. That's a power move. And you don't know it to be true until you leave work and forget to respond to that voicemail or that missed phone call, and the next morning come around and he's standing at your door like this. What'd I do? You didn't call me. Imagine if we served a God like that. We wouldn't last. No room for error. Here's another one. Make an appointment. Well, you won't see him. If you don't make an appointment, you won't see him. You got to get on their agenda. If you come into the office unannounced, that's disrespect. Get out of my office and get in line. That's man's agenda for authority. I have a good friend that I happened to sit with for about an hour yesterday. That's a law enforcement officer. And we had a wonderful conversation. I said, "Wow, you're a woman, you're a black woman, and you're a police officer. What's some of the things you deal with?" And so here's some law enforcement things. I don't have to explain to you why I pulled you over. That's that speak when spoken to thing. And it better be yes, sir, or no, sir. You know, this is primarily the reason why our youth have problems with the law. They think they have the right to ask questions, get loud, get disorderly. Back to what Victor was talking about. This is a figure of authority, and guess what? They demand what? Respect. It's just that simple. That's why when they read you your rights, it starts with, you have the right to remain what? Silent. You know what, saints? I thank God my parents taught me this. The only thing you say when you get pulled over, son, yes, sir, no, sir, or I'm sorry. I apologize. You ain't done nothing. And you know what? That's been in my spirit my whole life. I had this restaurant next door. I apologized to people a million times for something that I had to try to teach that because people don't get it. It's not about right or wrong. It's about somebody feels offended. We're going to just apologize. That's what God would want us to do. Love your neighbor. Calm that spirit down. The devil just wants a little opportunity. That's all he needs. So if you can't submit, if you can't humble yourself, you in trouble. You in trouble. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. So the only thing I would say when I got pulled over was, thank you. Sorry, sir. Yes, sir. Even if I was getting arrested, I wouldn't say a thing until I got my phone call. Then you can vent. But don't vent to the one that's doing his job. Because he can do anything to you. So I understood the power of the words, you have the right to remain silent. Really means don't say anything. Amen. I'm going to say yes, sir, and no, sir, kept me alive this long. Because there are many cases where they probably could have took me out. And even the bad cop will give you a break if you can submit to his authority. Amen. He can come off snobbish, mean, nasty, horrific, and he can give you a pass because he say, you know what, this young man, this young woman recognizes authority. That's all he really wants, you to recognize authority. And then he's going to back down and say, this guy's parents taught him well. I'm going to give you a pass, young man, but don't let me see you over here no more. And I remember that. Knowing how to submit to authority is very important. My officer friend, she gave me something that was powerful. She said to me, people don't understand that the police didn't ask to come to their house. I said, yeah? She said, you invited them doing what? Acting crazy, being a fool. I said, I never looked at it like that. So she said, this is what she tells them when they got a problem with her arrival. Instead of dialing 911, next time dial 111 for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I was done. I said, you really tell them that? She said, yeah. She said, and they just look at me. And she said, she's standing there like this. Are y'all ready now? Hey, man, that was powerful. Because really, that's what they need. They need Jesus Christ. I mean, the police is just doing what they are paid to do, serve and protect. But truly, they need the Lord first. They never would have gotten to that point if they had the Lord. Amen. You know? Thank you. Or if they knew how to apologize to one another. Most domestic disputes is just really the lack of one party not willing to say, I'm sorry. Yeah. Be the bigger person. Submit to authority. Yes. You know? And that's why it's important when you're married to know that your wife is your helpmate. That's right. And there are things that you might think as a man you could do better than her because of society. That's right. But that really might be time for you to say, no, my wife got that. There's other things that I can do better. Amen. You know, managing the finances or whatever. That might be what she's charged. Even though your parents might have taught you well, but it's not a put down if your wife knows better. Amen. Or your husband knows better. Amen. But those type of things are what cause these domestic violence. It builds up over years. Yes. And then finally, somebody just blow up. And then police come at the 911 And you really needed to dial 111 a long time ago. Woo, that was power. She just don't know what that did for me. I said, dial 111, what for? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's where Pastor would say, I'm going to give you an earthly illustration of a heavenly truth. And so I said, here's one for you. When you comply, you don't die. Applying the Lord's word, simply by applying the Lord's word to your life, will give you an abundant life here on earth and an everlasting life in heaven. Yes. Is it really simple? And so the Lord began to give me some scriptures, multiple scriptures. I said, oh, wow, these are all in sync with what I just said. Amen. Proverbs 16 and 32 says, he that is slow to anger,
that's right,
is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his own spirit than he that taketh a city. In Proverbs 22 and 6, scripture also says, to train up a child, Elder Watts, in the way he should go. And when he was old, he will not depart from it. You know what those scriptures are right there? Scriptures that have saved your child's life. And there are scriptures that already saved your life. So let's thank God for our parents and grandparents that actually acted on the word of God. Because there's a lot of hard head kids. I know I was one. And I know now looking back, God spared my life a many a times. Foolish things. We used to jump canals with our bikes. Yeah, build ramps. You know how wide a canal is? Now I look at that and I'm like, I was crazy. I had a go-kart that I rode down the highway that did 80 miles an hour that was this low to the ground. My head could have got decapitated. But I think about that foolishness today, and I say, Lord, you great, you full of grace and mercy. Oh, my God, cars turning the corner. All I need to do is ride up under one of them doing 80. God is good. Here's another scripture. Proverbs 13 and 1 says, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Amen. Keep you alive. Amen. Proverbs 13 and 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. My word say, hateth his son. See, I've heard it in a couple different Bibles, but my Bible say, hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him. And this was a new word for me too. B times, I call it B times, if I pronounce that right. And I said, what does that mean, Lord? And it means early. So that means you get a hold to him early. You don't wait till he's 14, 15, 20 years old, living in your house, telling you what to do. You get a hold to him early with that ride. And now society is telling us, don't touch your kids. You got to be a fool if you think that kid is going to have everlasting life. Or life here more abundant.
That's right.
If you spare the rod, that's to me a sin to even say that. Please don't listen to the world, saints. It's a way to do it.
That's right.
You know, nowadays you got cell phones. Give them a month time out. You don't get no Facebook. You don't get nothing. That'll kill them. See, that wouldn't have done nothing to us because we didn't know nothing about that.
Right.
But that'll kill them.
Amen.
Take my what? I know if I had a teenager again, and which my daughter is 19, so I consider her a young adult. I graduated her because she's a responsible young adult. She's at work right now. She's paying for her own college. I said, is your education what makes you think I should pay for it? And I wanted to set the mark. If she falls short, I'm going to find a way to help her. But my point is, don't set these kids up believing that everything is on you. It is not my responsibility. It's your education. It's your responsibility to feed yourself. You're 19. I don't cook though, Dad. Well, you tough luck. The refrigerator right there.
All right.
Got to learn. You got to allow these kids to learn. Then how can they grow if you don't raise them to learn. I told my wife this morning, God has shown me all he requires of me is to be willing to get better every day.
Amen.
There's no perfect person, and I'm not going to just land as perfect.
That's right.
Other than God. But I should be striving. My struggle should be, did I do anything today better than I did yesterday?
Amen.
Did somebody say something mean or nasty to me, and I just said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but God loves you. You know, that take a big person to just do that. Walk down the street, somebody, man, what? I'm sorry you feel that way, sir. But God still love you.
Amen.
You will break that thing so fast, that person will be scratching their head. What kind of person is he?
Amen.
Trust me, I've seen it in action because I've done it.
Amen.
And I didn't even know. This was way before I even knew I was going to be standing here. That's just what I did. I'm sorry, but God love y'all all. They come in the restaurant clowning with their church hats on. They come in there, well, this ain't no real food.
Amen.
Well, I'm so sorry you feel that way, ma'am, but God still love you.
Amen.
I loved it. And then I give them a sample. Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? It's real.
Amen.
I rebuke that devil so fast.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But all of these are life-saving scriptures. That's what the Lord showed me. And there's many more in the Bible.
Amen.
If we teach them, we will then reach them.
Amen.
And guess what? For all the men and women sitting in here today, even I had a problem with it. I used to didn't come to church all the time. And devil got a way of messing your mind up.
Amen.
Don't let him do that.
Right.
You still teach it.
Amen.
There's nothing more powerful than teaching the word of God. God don't expect you to be perfect citizen. He don't expect that. I used to think that. He knows your heart. And if your heart is there, he can work with you no matter who you are. Because you don't want your kids to grow up and your legacy be foolishness. Your grandkids to grow up foolishness. Your parents didn't want you to grow up and be a fool. I know mine didn't. She was a single parent, and she worked hard at teaching me what they call tough love. Every day was tough love. You didn't get up out of bed for school on time, you for sure you're going to get a bucket of water thrown on your face. And if you left and didn't make your bed up, well, don't come home. Oh, man. But I didn't get it. I didn't get it before, though. But now I understand it. She had to figure out, in God's wisdom, how do I get these boys to learn? Oh, Lord, I got extension cord. Oh. I'm going to get to that. That's it. Yeah. So the question is, do you teach your kids how to be humble and respect authority, or do you leave it up to chance? If you leave it up to chance, if you decide to do that, look at the news. Satan is waiting for that opportunity, that door to open. So he can do what? Steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
But I thank God for his word. I was reading in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. But it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him.
Yeah.
As long as you love the Lord, you ain't got to worry about none of that. But you still need to be aware. Because guess what? We're human. We can slip in that area.
Yeah.
And look up and be so busy that we forget to teach our kids.
Yeah.
And as grandparents, which I'm going to be, I can't say nothing to the parents if I see it too. And I don't teach it.
Come on.
I'm just a granddaddy. He over there acting a fool. Mama ain't did nothing. Daddy ain't doing nothing. So I ain't doing nothing either. Nah. Now, that makes me a fool, right?
Amen.
I'm supposed to have the wisdom.
That's right.
I'm supposed to go to them and say, well, I'm going to spank him,
okay.
And you don't believe in it, but let me tell you why I'm going to spank him. And let me give you these words to meditate on why I'm whooping him over here,
okay.
So that you can understand why this spanking is a coming.
That's right.
Because if it don't come now, he might be spanking you later. Real simple. So love the Lord with all your heart. Put him first.
Yes.
Teach your children and they'll be here for a long time and live life abundant.
Thank you.
Or their days will be numbered if you don't. Their days will be numbered. There's a lot of graves out there with teenagers, 13, 14, 15. You know. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, the great commandment in the law, Matthew 22 and 37. You know, I love these scriptures because when I was in church, the pastor would say the scriptures, but he would never say where they came from. Years ago when I was a kid, so I was trying to keep up. And so one of the things that I always do is quote where the scripture came from. Even if I know it, or even if I don't, I'm going to give the number to reference. Because guess what? God wants us to be responsible saints. When his word come forth, he giving us that nugget to live by. And even if you've been a saint for your whole life, I know I've known a lot of things for my whole life, but as soon as I get to the test, I forget. So God will give us review. And I think this word that he gave me this morning was a review.
Amen.
Don't think you got it. Let's review. Let's see what you might have missed when you was 12. God is powerful. He's powerful. He has set the stage for us to be successful. You know, in Matthew 22 and 37 states that you should love God with all your heart as well, and all your soul and all your mind, and you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I started reading. I said, didn't that sound like that scripture and that scripture and that scripture? It's all about love. That's all God desires of us, to love ourselves, love him, love our neighbors. And guess what? That's what he considers power and authority.
Amen.
If you're obedient to it. So those are orders or execution of power from God, designed to keep us in his grace, keep us alive,
thank you,
and allow us to be blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
So what's wrong with folks who wake up and when you say, meet me in church, they're scared? What? Because there it is, Minister Lisa. They got a problem with authority. That's what God gave me. They got a problem with authority.
Amen.
And we're going to kill that spirit this morning.
Amen.
We're going to kill that spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Remember that definition. Authority is the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. Whew. Wow. Well, I said, well, Lord, when you have a shepherd, when you have a servant, how that look? He says, I'm giving you the power. I'm giving you the authority.
Amen.
To execute my word. Huh? Whoa, that's deep, Lord. I said, I like that though. I said, because I always believe in going to God and say, well, then just give me the wisdom to do it where they'll have an ear to hear.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it's not about me. It's more about you hearing and receiving. And the final thing is execution. Because words without execution is just dust. And so I thank God for putting that in perspective for me. He said, what did you do after about 100 whippings? You got in order. Well, I said, no, that ain't how the church operate. He said, but some of them getting whipped right now. Because they don't know how to submit to authority. But they'll come back to church and say, but I prayed and I'm doing everything right. But review. You ain't submitting to what authority aren't you submitting to? Woo! Is it your husband? Is it your wife? Is it your parents? And you grown. Elder Willie submitting to the authority of his mama. Oh, God. He's doing exactly what God would have a man to do for his parent. And God can't do nothing but reward him. Ooh, that's, ooh. Because I often think about that. My mom lives in Florida, and I said, if I had to tell my wife, we moving to Florida to take care of my mama, I'm executing some authority without even knowing how she's going to feel. But I have to say, I believe that my wife would say, well, let's go. Because, and God gave her to me as a gift. And so as long as she's that precious gift that God gave me, I know that he's going to, even if she don't understand, he's going to show her. Because he would do that purposely.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord is something. Yeah. Lord would do that purposely. And then I'd wake up one morning and be serving the Lord in a Floridian church. Saying, how did I get here? Let me go back and review. Mama got sick. I told my wife we was moving. Pastor got sick at this church we was attending. And they said, you need to stand up and say a word today, Mr. Tola. God will put it in order.
That's right.
If you allow him, if that's what's for you.
Yes.
So as long as you submit to authority, God can then he can use you. He can order your steps. He can't order your steps if you out of order and you don't know how to submit to authority. What make you think your house going to be in order? It ain't, and that ain't the way it go. He going to put, you got to submit first.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to tell you, saints, who's better fit to do that than God, who gave us Jesus Christ?
Yes.
God is, oh Lord God, he is so full of grace and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Well, man, he'll just crack you over the head, kill you, stick you up, carjack you. But see, with God in your life, you covered. You ain't got to worry about that. You know, there's people out here that think, I got this. I got my conceal and carry. I got this. No, you don't. That don't mean nothing. The only protection you need is from the Almighty Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
Thank you, Jesus.
No concealed carry going to protect you for no.
Because
in the Lord's word, it says no weapon formed against us will prosper. And that's what I told Pastor this morning. I said, Pastor, he know me. You know, and I got to tell this little short story. I guess the lock was on the door, and they put a different lock on the door, and the boys couldn't get in. And Pastor say, I'm just letting you know, I'm on it, though, Archie. I said, well, Pastor, I got some bolt cutters. I said, the Lord would not have me standing in the sun today doing this word, sweating bullets. I got $20 for her when she walked through the door to give her a new lock. Pastor called me back so fast. Then. Because the Lord wanted me to give this word. It's all about submitting to authority. For Romans 6 and 23 states, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And I do remember those whippings. With extension cords. Taught me how to be quiet and shut up. Now that I'm all grown up, I've learned that complying with spiritual teachings will eliminate the type of physical pain that I used to get out of those extension cord whippings. I can't take it. I don't even know how I took it as a little kid. But now I know I can't take nothing that can compare to that. So imagine breaking your leg at 50 years old. That's different from breaking your leg at 13. So those whippings, if I got a whipping with a stitching cord right now, I'd be in a hospital. I have a nervous breakdown. So we don't want to wait until we get older to have to experience that type of whipping. And then blame it on. And then say, God, let me get this whip. No. You did that on your own. You got that spiritual whipping. And you created that spiritual whipping. Not God. And then it turns physical and worldly because you still didn't get it. Didn't he tell you to stop texting and driving? He gave you a sign. when you almost red-handed somebody. But you're still doing it. Next thing, you done flew through the windshield. Well, I was only texting my mama, hi. Is your life worth more than that? And God already done showed you on TV how many people die statistically from driving and texting. And then, word of God had me to talk about it. That's a warning. That's review. Are you submitting to authority? The authority of what? The Secretary of State. Driving the way you supposed to drive when you took the driver's license test. Jesse White. Authority. That driver's license, I told my daughter, this driver's license is a privilege. I take it out your wallet. Do what you ain't supposed to do. And you're going to wake up and ain't going to have no car or no driver's license. Because they don't understand how powerful or how instantly you can lose your life. It is not a toy. You know? And so if your child doesn't have that in their spirit, that this is not a toy. This thing will kill you quicker than you doing anything called automobile. I had to get that in my daughter's spirit because she had a hard head for a little while, you know. And so now I do little checks and balances because you want to teach them. Train up a child. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for his power and authority. It guides and directs my obedience. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stand on one accord. The Lord shared with me this morning this to pray for anyone who has a problem with authority. And I had to pray for me first. Because truly in some areas of my life, I do. And so this is what the Lord did. He says, Archie, don't call him up. Just go to him. And I got this oil. Amen. And if you have any problem with authority, no matter what area, right, the Lord don't want you to have that. Amen. He wants you to walk in your fullness in that abundant life.
Thank you, Jesus.
He don't want you to miss it because you still thinking one way. I had an uncle used to call that stinking thinking. You know, you ain't thinking right.
Amen.
You think you're right, but God has already told you were wrong and you still not submitting even to what he said.
Amen.
You know, long after your parents then told you it was not right either. And that could be as simple as not knowing how to do what? Apologize to somebody.
Amen.
It ain't got to be all grandiose. If you don't know how to apologize to your neighbor, even though you didn't do a thing,
Amen.
Then you got a problem with authority.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody in the house of God?